With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He is taking a stand. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham insisting there will be no foreign aid bill for Ukraine or Israel until Democrats agree to include resources to address the border crisis.
Senator Graham used Tuesday's FBI oversight hearing to accuse Democrats of playing a game, making just enough concessions on the border to win a handful of Republican votes for their aid package. But he warned,
"We're united over here."
For Republicans, Graham says the border is a matter of U.S. national security.
At a time when the threats to our nation are all-time high,
Graham says the bill cannot exclude border funding, despite the fact that he and other Republicans desire to pass a bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
"You're putting your nation at risk, and the consequence of this is going to be devastating to the world."
Bob Agner reporting.
Shocking testimony from Jewish students telling Congress of the repulsive anti-Semitism they have been subjected to on the campuses of some of America's leading universities, including in the Ivy League. Anti-Semitism has surged worldwide since the vicious Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, and now there are four. There will be four candidates on the stage this evening for the fourth GOP presidential candidates debate. But the front runner among the Republicans is once again taking a pass.
As for Donald Trump, he's skipped all the debates so far. He says he doesn't want to give further attention to his trailing rivals. In the past, he's hosted counter-programming, a campaign rally. But this time, he's going to be at a closed-door fundraiser instead.
Correspondent Jonathan Cooper. President Biden tells Democrat fundraisers he's not sure he'd be running for re-election if former President Trump wasn't making another bid for the White House. Mr. Trump says the Biden record is a train wreck on so many fronts, from the economy to national security to energy policy. Dow futures up 43 points, and this is SRN News. Big trouble at a Wisconsin high school.
The Sun Prairie Area School District is under investigation after several teenage girls reported that a male student who was living as a female exposed himself to them in the girls' locker room. This kind of incident has been on the increase across the country as some states and localities have begun allowing males to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. Meanwhile, a growing number of states are passing laws to ban such activity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia coalition that helps support a network of pro-life pregnancy centers is receiving $1 million. The West Virginia Pregnancy Center Coalition has been selected to manage the new Mothers and Babies Support Program. Authorized by Republican Governor Jim Justice earlier this year, the program is intended to help support pregnant women and families following the passage of the state's near-total abortion ban in September of 2022. This is SRN News. The Biden administration will dole out more than $6 billion for a pair of high-speed electric rail routes out west.
The Federal Railroad Administration says $3 billion will be for a route plan between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area, and another $3 billion for a route connecting cities in California's Central Valley. The money is a fraction of the total cost to build the projects, but it does signal the Biden administration's commitment to high-speed rail. The route in California is part of a project to eventually connect Los Angeles and San Francisco, which has been plagued by delays and cost increases. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Volunteers and city workers have removed mementos, signs, and other items that accumulated at the sites of the deadliest mass shooting in Maine history. The effort comes as wet, wintry weather sets in, marking a new chapter in the area's recovery from the October 25th attacks, in which a gunman killed 18 people and wounded 13 others. More details, SRNnews.com.